Joining us this morning to talk about the Kentucky Derby, because that's where she's at, is our favorite petrendologist, Charlotte Reed, and also Dr. Michael Fleck. Are you guys okay to talk this early in the morning? I mean, they had something called Thurby yesterday, or some kind of a event going on down there. So a lot of things happening there.
A little before 7 o'clock. We're standing outside right in front of the statue of Barbara.
So tell us a little bit about some of the things this weekend. Obviously, the big Kentucky Derby is going on, but why is it that we love such animal events? You were at Westminster earlier this year, now the Kentucky Derby. What is it about the animals that we love so much?
Yeah, well, you know, what's really interesting is the American, the Kentucky Derby, like Westminster, are part of American cultural phenomena. And the reason being, if you think about it, those two events are the oldest events in the United States. Unlike Westminster, the Kentucky Derby has been homed in the same place for 140 years. And really, early on, part of our living situation and our work situation depended on small farming, and we needed horses and dogs to help us with our herding and to help us with our farming. So it's not uncommon that we also appreciate the best horses and the best dogs. Thus, we have the competition. And I think especially here, with the Kentucky Derby being in the house in the same home for 140 years, it really seeps into part of tradition, just an American tradition, really uniting the whole country and the whole world. I mean, it's not uncommon to see, you know, the waitress at Arby's from Louisville and a Saudi prince also at the Kentucky Derby. The only thing that separates them is where they sit.
Dr. Fleck, there's a lot of things going. Have you been to the Derby before, or is this another one of those first-time events for you?
This is my first-time event. It's amazing, as usual. Going to Westminster, seeing the panoramic experience that we had there, this even supersedes that. It's, you know, I'm a big sports buff, and I'm used to going to big stadiums. This stadium here is on 147 acres. You have the big architecture on the outside. You have the racetrack on the inside. You have an extension of barns. It encompasses, I guess, about 147 acres. It's, I guess, what you would say, awesome.
And then, of course, you can't forget those twin spires, the trademark of Churchill Downs and the Kentucky Derby.
Talk a little bit about some of the horses that you've seen there, or at least just the whole atmosphere of when people bring out their horses. Obviously, they've been trained, ready for this, but all those people, horses, their lives for the most part.
Well, it's really interesting because yesterday when we were driving by the back gate, we were able to see Samurat. He's running in the Kentucky Derby. He actually is owned by the owner of Barnes & Noble, Len Ruggio. So it was kind of a treat to see him just grazing on some grass and having the opportunity to talk to one of his assistant grooms, which I think was really, really kind of fun to get a little snapshot of him. But, you know, you have the opportunity to come early in the morning and at dusk and watch the horses work out. And that's really where you're going to find the real experts, the handicappers, and the big money bettors. Because they want to see how those horses are hitting the track.
Samurat comes out of the sixth position too, and of course positioning is extremely important when they look at the handicaps before they get their post positions. Then they change that when they do get their post positions, because two of the favorite horses in this race are California Chrome, which I believe is at 5-2 odds still. But the other one is Wicked Strong, and Wicked Strong has the 20th position, so it's way on the outside. So Wicked Strong has a lot to make up just to get to the rail so that it can go ahead and try to compete with the rest of the horses.
We're always looking for a Triple Crown winner. I guess that's usually what happens every year. It's been almost, what, since 1978 that Affirmed won the Triple Crown. Why do you think it's been taking so long for this to happen, Charlotte? Any ideas or thoughts on
that? Yeah, I mean, I think one of the problems is that, you know, each racetrack is different. The crowds are different, and the turf's different. I mean, I was actually, I'm a beginning handicapper, you could say. So every year when I come to the Derby, I always call good friends of mine who are in the game. I called John Oliva, who runs the sports book at the Wynn Hotel in Vegas, and I said, what should I be looking for this year? And he said to me, pay attention to the dirt. You know, Kentucky always has crazy weather. It's cold here now. They've been checking the weather report every hour. It looks like it's going to be a nice day today, but I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So you want to see how the horse, if the horse has ever run on the track before, that makes a huge difference. If it's going to be muddy conditions, if the dirt's going to be soft, if it's really cold, the dirt's going to harden up. So, and also, does that horse like to run? And, you know, the vibe today and tomorrow is going to change because there's going to be so many more people here. Today is Oaks Day. There's going to be over 100,000 people here. Oaks Day is the day that the fillies run. It's part of the Philly Triple Crown. And, you know, obviously tomorrow is the Derby. Well, there'll be more than 110,000 people here. So these are all considerations. But, you know, you get to look at the horses in the paddock. You get to see how they interact with your trainers. And those are all indications. And that's what, you know, the handicappers are looking for. It's more than, I think, betting on your favorite number or your favorite racing salt color.
So tell me about your hat. You have to have a hat. I'm assuming that's part of your tradition as well.
Well, they say it's really lucky if you wear a hat to the Kentucky Derby. But because I'm working this morning and I'm going to be drinking some mint juleps this afternoon, I decided to go with a fascinator, which is really a kind of a headband with some feathers and bows. So I'm wearing a pink dress because it's Oaks Day. All the ladies wear pink today. And I'm wearing a gray fascinator. And Dr. Fleck is very handsome in his seersucker suit. And he's wearing white bucks.
Wow.
And a hat.
Wait a minute. I don't know how white those are going to stay if you're at the track. I don't. It's probably a tough thing to keep them that clean as well. But again, the Kentucky Derby runs tomorrow. Our guest today, pet expert Charlotte Reed, also Dr. Michael Fleck. Thanks for joining us this time around.
Thanks
appreciate
so much
your
for
insight.
Having us.
Thank you.